when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to return Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. But really, even before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to be Mevasa de Gula. He's going to come to tell us the good news that Mashiach is coming. So the Nevuah is going to come back to Yidden through Eliyahu HaNavi. So the accepted notion, I should say, or the accepted opinion that people in the Welt say is that there's no Nevuah b'zman hazeh. And when is Nevuah going to return? Through Eliyahu HaNavi will be the first one. And then afterwards Mashiach. And then you have Tchias HaMesim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, which is also a Navi, and all the other Navim will eventually come back. That's the conventional opinion. And L'chaira, this is backed up by the famous Gemara that says in the end of Saita and a few different places that Mishnah Mesu Nevi'im Achreinim Chagi Zchariah Malachi Nistalka Nevu'im Yisrael. When the last Nevi'im passed away, in the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, so Nevu'ah was removed from Klal Yisrael. So from that point onward, there's no Nevu'ah. But here you have a Sicha from the Rebbe in Chelik Yedalet, Parsha Shoftim, Sicha Beis, Siv Gimel, and this is all here. And it's already also brought earlier, Chelik Beis, in a letter from the Rebbe, and in other places, where the Rebbe says, no, it's not true. There is Nevuah even b'zman hazeh. So the Lashon of the Gemara actually is, Mishmeisu Nevi'im Achreinim Zchag Yizchari Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. The Rebbe says, the Gemara does not say the Lashon of Batal Nevuah, Nifsak Nevuah. The Lashon the Gemara uses is Nistalka. Nistalka, the Rebbe says, is a different inyan. What's the difference? So the Rebbe's Mazba as follows. When you say that there's no Nevuah b'zman hazeh. Now, nobody's going to argue that the fact is that we don't see Nevuah the same way it was in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Just because something is not as common, and a Navi today could only be one or two people in a generation, it doesn't mean that it's completely not possible. In the time of the Nevi'im, so over there, then Nevuah was more common. When it says in the Gemara, Nistalka Nevuah Mi'Yisrael, all it means is that it's not as common anymore. That it's mamish a tiny handful of people, and even less than a handful. It's mamish one or two people in a generation that it's possible to have Nevuah, not more. Let's see what it says in the Sefer HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisei De'Ateira dedicates two parakim for the Inyan of Nevuah. And the Rambam writes all the details about a Navi, all the qualifications of a Navi, and how he says Nevuah, when he says Nevuah. Then the Rambam says a whole arichas about the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu as well, and how he was greater than the other Nevi'im. Great arich, big arichas in the Rambam. Is there anywhere in any of those halachas that the Rambam says that the Nevuah is only up until a certain point? And after that it was batal? Bederach klal, whenever the Rambam talks about all the concepts that he brings up, all the mitzvahs, all the inyanim, so l'mashal, you have all those mitzvahs that are only b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So the Rambam will say, and this is only b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. And not after the Beis HaMikdash's bottle, whatever, all kinds of things. Or the Rambam says, b'negei to the makim also. This is only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not in Chutz La'aretz, it's totally ba'aretz. B'negei to all the nyanim, anything that's totally in a certain zman, or in a certain makim, the Rambam will write that this is in a certain zman or in a certain makim. Comes to Nevuah, the Rambam doesn't give no limitations, not regarding Zman, not regarding Mokim. The Rambam says that there's the qualifications of Nevuah, and the Rebbe's Medayik, after the Rambam brings the qualifications of Nevuah, the Rambam says, Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shayid Olav. If you rise to that level, you meet the qualifications, Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shayid Olav. Miyad, the Rebbe says, the Rambam said the word Miyad. So not only doesn't he write any other qualifications of time or space or place, he says Miyad, so it's mashma that it happens Miyad. Sefer Achkir of the Semach Tzedek, writes that the Baal Shem Tov, the Darg of Ruach HaKodesh that he had was mamish like the Nevi'im, the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, and the Rabbeim, that the way they spoke about things, and the Yedei Asidus, they saw Misoifa Olam at Soifa, and they were able to mamish, an Inyan of Nevuah mamish. And the Rebbe over there says that the Inyan of Nevuah is Shaykh also B'deireinu, the Friedrich Rebbe, and there's a Nevuah, the Nevuah of L'Alter L'Gula, L'Alter L'Tshuveh, and the Nevuah of Hine Hine Mashiach Ba. And the Rebbe over there in the Sicha bases it all on this Inyan, that there's an Inyan of Nevuah, Mamish, even B'zman HaZeh.